Hi.
Hi, Allison.
The attorney for Salt Lake City. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you. I just wanted to touch base with you before we go into court. I think I'm pretty familiar with your position. Do you have any questions for me?
Not that I haven't already asked.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I mean, I think I understand where you're coming from, but I think at this point it's probably best to leave that over to the judge. Does that sound fair?
Leave what up to the judge?
To decide. I think you and I disagree about jurisdiction, and so we'll be done.
I don't disagree. I just want to know why you believe you have jurisdiction over me and my property.
And I think that you said this before, because you own property in Salt Lake City, you're subject to...
Why does my physical location prove that your code applies to me, giving you jurisdiction?
Because our code applies to all property.
How do you know that's true?
Because that's what our code says.
So your code says. So you believe that appealing to your code proves that your code applies to me.
And we get the authority to regulate zoning from the state. So the city has authority to regulate zoning.
Okay, right. So your code is authorized by the state constitution.
Yeah,
correct?
And there's a specific provision in state law that says
the state code. The state code.
Yeah, that means.
And the state code is authorized by the state constitution, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you have any evidence that proves that the state constitution applies to me just because I'm physically located in Salt Lake?
Again.
Yes or no?
Yes. I mean,
you do have evidence.
I've told you what our evidence is.
And you will be providing that to the judge, I assume. Because you haven't provided it to me.
I have provided it to you. I think our disagreement is that you don't find that sufficient.
Okay, so just to be clear,
in front of the judge,
your only evidence is your code and your constitution. Is that correct? You don't have any other evidence.
And that you've admitted that you own property in Salt Lake City, that this is your property. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
So just to be clear, you don't have any other evidence or facts besides your code and your constitution.
And
is that right?
You own property in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, because I physically own property in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So you believe that your code is sufficient to prove that your code applies to me?
I believe that the fact that you own property in Salt Lake and Salt Lake City ordinances give us the authority to regulate your property.
Because your code says so. And your constitution says so.
Yes.
Your constitution, your code says so.
Yes.
And that's not arbitrary.
I mean, it's arbitrary in the way.
Where did your code come from? Was it written by God? Was it written by the universe? Did you make your code? Just here's a question for you. What would you do if I behaved this way? If I sued you for violating my code? Because my code says it applies to everybody that lives in this physical location. Would that be valid to you? Or would you defend yourself on factual grounds, as am I?
I think that's a very different situation.
Why? What's different about it?
Because
it's a matter of belief, right? Your belief versus mine.
It's not a matter of belief.
It's
when
not.
When you decide to buy property in Salt Lake City, in the United States, in the state of Utah, you're agreeing to comply with societal.
How do you know that? So is this a contractual dispute?
It's not a contract.
Are there elements of a contract present?
I don't want to get into this because we're going to have the same conversation in front of the judge, and that's what's important.
Okay, but just
and
to be clear,
to
you don't have any other evidence besides your code and constitution that your code applies to me, giving you jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If you want to argue that in front of
I'm not arguing anything. I'm requesting facts.
It is an argument.
And those facts speak for themselves. If you believe that's sufficient, then you're... It's your prerogative what you're going to do with that. It's my prerogative to defend myself on factual grounds, which is what I'm attempting to do.
Okay. So just to be clear, you don't think any laws apply to you?
I never said that.
Okay.
I don't know. Is the burden of proof on me or on you?
No, I'm just curious.
Am I the plaintiff or are you the plaintiff?
Okay, I'm just curious.
I mean, who has the burden of proof here?
Where you're coming from, and I don't
Who's demanding that I pay them, you or me?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So all I'm saying is, do you have any questions before we go and present our different cases? Judge?
I don't have any case to present, and no, I don't have any questions I haven't already asked.
Okay, great. Thank you.